Bottom of Kuf Nun on the base. Yiboyelahu. Klal Omer Avashol. The Mishnah ends that Avashol made a klal that anything that I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to also do a maisa as if I'm saying it by going to the end of the tum and waiting to do that immediately after Shabbos. So Avashol Ahai. Where's he going on? Ilay Maresha, he's going back on the Resha Koi. Ain Machshit Malatkum Liskor Poalim Lahavi Peiros. He's expanding what it says in the Resha, that you're not allowed to go to the end of the Tchum on Shabbos in order to bring Peiros that are connected to the ground. Hai Kosha Ani Zakai Bifin Raso Rishai Ani Bechashi Choso Kosha Ani Zakai Bami Raso Ani Rishai Bechashi Choso Miboyele. Then what he said doesn't make sense. He's talking about the positive, what you're allowed to do. The Mishnah is talking about what you're not allowed to do. The klal should have been, whatever I'm not allowed to, what's it called, to say, I'm not allowed to be machshik on either. Ela sefer ko, he's going on the sefer. Av a machshik hu lishmor umevi peiros biyodo. That you're allowed to be machshik, to go to the end of the tchum, and wait till Shabbos is over to do what you would have been allowed to do on Shabbos also. Right? To bring peiros that are not mechubar lekarka. Or to go and watch your field. Since Lemaisa, there's a way that could have been done by Heter. You could have built Burgenin during the week, right? The houses and extended the Tchum. Nemela, what's it called? Since it's something that conceivably could have been Mutter, so you're allowed to do it. So then, what Rav Avashol should have said was, Kol Shani Zakai Bechashichoso, Rishai Ani Bamiroso Miboyele. Right, the Mishnah is talking about what you're allowed to be machshich on. He should have extended it to the klal. Whatever you're allowed to be machshich, you're allowed to say too. You're allowed to say on Shabbos, I'm going to go and watch my peiros motzi Shabbos. But not the opposite way. The Mishnah is not talking about what you can say. It's talking about what you can do. So it should have said that whatever I can do, I can also say. Not whatever you can say, you can also do. Lo'olam ha'seifakoy. And really, it's going on the sefer. V'Avashol ahokoi. And really, there's something missing from the Mishnah that Avashol is extending. The Omer of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutter lo Adam lomer lechaveiro, Shmor li peiro shebetchumcha, V'ani eshmor lecha peiro shebetchumi. Two people have orchards in out of their tchum, but in the tchum of somebody else. So they meet at the end of their tchumim, and the one says to the other one, you watch my peiros, which are in your tchum. You can walk to my field and watch my peiros. I can walk to your field and watch your peiros. So you do it for me, and I'll do it for you. Even though this one can't watch, he can't go to his field because he can't walk out of his tchum. But the other one, it's within his tchum. So you can tell him to do what's mutter for him, even though it's not mutter for the person who's saying it. The Komer Abashol, the Tanakama, Milo Modis, the mutter adam lomer lechaveiro shmor li peiro shebetchumcha. So what is it over here? Yeah. And Avashol said to the Tanakhama, aren't you molded to me? This case, that a person is allowed to say to someone else, you watch my peiros that are in your tchum, v'ani eshmor lecha peiro shebetchumi. Ve'eima kosh ani zakai b'amiroso rashai ani lashukhalot. Right? And anything I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to be machsha. Right? So, Memela, what's it called, I should be allowed to be machshik, to be shomer peiros. Klal asuyimai. So that's the case. That's what Abashol said, what's it called, that since you're allowed to tell somebody on Shabbos to go and watch my peiros, so whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to be machshik alatrum for that too. So what was the klal? What does that come to include more than that? Lasuye hodotan rabbonin. You can't be machshich on the tchum to bring an animal. And Tosa explains it's talking about an animal that can't walk by itself, because otherwise it's mutter, you call to it, it'll walk by itself. Right? There's no tchumim for the behema itself. But it's talking about an animal you have to carry, so it's muktzah. So there's no way that you could, what's it called, do that to heter on Shabbos. Therefore, you're not allowed to go to the end of the tchum and wait to do it for Motzei Shabbos. Hoyso meres chutz l'tchum. If the animal was standing outside the tchum, korilo, you're allowed to call it, that it should come back into your tchum. The hibor. Right? Klal om Rabba Shaul, kol she'eno shani zakai b'amiroso, rashai ani lahachshich alav. Anything that I could say, it's mutter to do on Shabbos, I'm allowed to be machshich to do the same thing, motzoi Shabbos, and go to the end of the tchum. U'machshich l'fakeach al iskei kalav, al iskei hames, and you're allowed, even for things that are not mutter, you're allowed to, what's it called, go to the end of the tchum to take care of divrei mitzvah right after Shabbos, like a kala or a mace. Aliske kala, the aliske hames lohavi lo aron v'tachrichim, to bring an aron tachrichim. The omrim lo lech l'makom ploni, v'im lo matzosim makom ploni, havim makom ploni. You're allowed to tell somebody, go to this place and get the aron or the tachrichim or the hadasim for the kala. And if you can't find it there, go somewhere else. Lo matzosim amana, havim masayin. If you can't find it for 100, bring for 200. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, omer avachli asker lo skum mekach. As long as you don't mention the specific amount of the what's it called the cost. We'll see 1 second what that means. What does that mean? Not you're allowed to say if you can't find it for 100, bring for 200. L'chora that sounds like a specific amount. So what is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda saying? Let's see Rashi. Ahai, back. Koi, umash v'klova. And what is Abishol going back and saying this cloud that whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to be machshich for. Ine ma'reisha diktani tanakama li sura. That the Tanakama said, you're not allowed to be machshich ala tchum for things that are aser. The ka'ase abashol l'shav yibay klala. And abashol made a klal on that reisha. Im kain de klala li sura havi le lemeimah. You should have said the klal the isur. Whatever I'm not allowed to say, I'm not allowed to be machshich. The member behead you call she'eni zakai b'mira kagon elu she'eno rishai lomer lechaveru schor li poalim uhavi li peiros lemotzei Shabbos eno rishai lahachshich miboyele. Avishol should have made the klal fit what he's going on. The klal what he's going on is the issur. You're not allowed to be machshich for things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to say that either. Whatever I can't say to somebody on Shabbos, I can't go to the end of the tchum and wait to do that motzei Shabbos, not the heter. Ela seifa koi de kamer tanakama lehetera. As you're going on the seifa, the things that are mutter to do, to things that I could have done on Shabbos theoretically, I'm allowed to be machshich ala tchum. And that Abishol said, whatever I'm allowed to say to somebody on Shabbos, I'm allowed also to do a maisa that's nicker that I'm going to do that motzei Shabbos. Avo machshich hu lishmar the osa iu v'shavi beklala lahavi kol kiyotzven. And Abishol came to add that anything similar to that is also mutter. Still, the cloud doesn't make sense. Because the Tanakam is going on something that you're allowed to go to the end of the Tchum. So Abishol should have said, anything you're allowed to go to the end of the Tchum, you're allowed to say too. Not anything you're allowed to say, you're allowed to go to the end of the Tchum. The heter de chashecha tonight, because what's in the Mishnah is the heter of going to the end of the Tchum. The heter de amira lo tonight. The heter of what you're allowed to say is not in the Mishnah. So Abishol should have said, based on this, whatever you're allowed to go to the end of the tchum, you're also allowed to say. Why is he making the one that's mentioned, right, dependent on the one that's not mentioned? Just the opposite. If you want to add a klal, you make the one that's not mentioned dependent on the one that's mentioned. It's going on the sefer, because that's the one that's heter. So that's clear that it's going on the sefer. The sefer doesn't mention what you're allowed to say. It only mentions what you're allowed to do to go to the end of the tchum. The toliba hachshocha ahakoi. The Omer Rav Yehuda is going on this thing that's really missing from the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda said alma zakeh ani b'miraso. Rav Yehuda says that anything that you're allowed to do theoretically, you're allowed to tell somebody to do also. Alma zakeh ani b'miraso. V'avashol v'tanakama kulu pshita lehu hadashmul. Right, everybody holds that which Shmuel says. That if something is mutter to do, you're allowed to tell somebody to do it. The ka'amar le abashol etanakama milo modis b'har sha'ato matir lahachshich. Right, the mutter who lo mar k'dishmuel. Right, aren't you molded to me since you're matter that they can go to the end of the tchum? There's mutter to say it too. Right, al mahol mutter lo mar mutter lahachshich. Mela, whatever you're allowed to say, you're allowed to be machshich. You said you're allowed to be machshich in this case. You're motivated to me that you're allowed to say it in that case too. So let's make the klal that whatever you're allowed to say, you're allowed to be machshich also. Hilkach, amay nakatet to hachshocha lishmar lechuda right? Why did you only mention you're allowed to go to the end of the Tchum, to Motzei Shabbos, go and watch your Peiros immediately? Why don't you say a bigger Chiddush, right? Shavi Klala L'Milsa. Why don't you make it a general rule? The Eima Kosha Nizaka Be'Mirasi. Anything I'm allowed to say on Shabbos, right? That I'm allowed to tell somebody to do that on Shabbos. Rishayani Lahashikla. I'm allowed to go and wait at the end of the Tchum to do that thing immediately Motzei Shabbos. You'll hear, and that'll include this. It'll also include the case of Mason Kala. To Anami Zakim Yirasu, a Mason Kala, you're also allowed to say, who can refer to come on, because it's what's it called? It's Chefetz Mitzvah. So I'm allowed to say to people to do this on Shabbos. I'm allowed also to what's it called to wait at the end of the Tchum to do it Motzei Shabbos. The Hilchah Machshichin Allah, the Sefer Masnis, the Tani Machshichin Atchum, the Fakeh Aliske Kala Avasholi. The end of the Mishnah, which says that you're a Mali Machshich for Iske Kala or whatever, is in a continuation of what Abishol said. Klalom Rabishol, the Hainomi Zakai Bamiroso, okay, Tani Sefer, the Omer Lelech Lemakum Ploni. Right? That it says you're allowed to tell somebody, go to this place, Motzei Shabbos, since it's a Chefetz Mitzvah, it's mutter to speak about on Shabbos. Skum Mekach Mono Mosai. So it seems Rashi learns that the Tanakhama and what's it called, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda argue whether you're allowed to mention money. The Tanakhama holds you're allowed to say, if you can't get it for 100, get it for 200. You're allowed to mention money, the amounts of money. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, you can send the person, but you can't mention specific amounts of money. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam learns that you're allowed to say money according to everybody. Skum mekach means if you give the guy a ceiling, don't spend more than this. That you can't say. Why? Because then it could be that the dibur was for nothing, because if he won't find it for that amount, then the shlichus will be bottled. And the whole talking about it wasn't lechetzei mitzvah anymore, because there was no mitzvah. He didn't do it. So you can't make it that what's it called... that's how Magid Mishnah explains the Rambam. You can't make a ceiling, no matter what, get it. If you can't find it for this, get it for this. But if you make a ceiling, that's what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says also. So there's no machlokas. He's just adding on to what the Tanakhama says. You can mention amount, but you can't make a ceiling that no more than that amount. And the Ran learns, lo yiskar skum mekach also. They're not arguing. He's just adding something. And the Shulchan Aruch also passes like that. Skum mekach means you can't say what's it called, something else, what's it called, you're telling him to go and get something for the kala or the mace, and by the way, what's it called, if you see a good deal over there on shoes or whatever, this is the amount or whatever. You can't mention anything else extraneous to that. You can mention what's nogeh to the chos and the kala, the mace and the kala, nothing else. Okay. Let's go on. Machshichin ala tchum. Oh, what's that? There's a Rashba over here. Interesting Rashba. The Rashba says, I'm, what's it called? You're standing on your tchum, and my field is in your tchum. I'm standing on the border of my tchum, and your field is in my tchum. I can't go to watch my field, because I can't work out of the tchum. But I can tell you, since you're okay for that, I can tell you to do it. Says the Rashba, from here we can learn that if somebody was Mekabel Shabbos early, for him it's Shabbos, and somebody else wasn't yet Mekabel Shabbos, that you're allowed to tell the person who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos to do Malacha for you. Because just like over here, where the person, what's it called, for me it's Aser, and for you it's Mutter. So I'm allowed to tell, even though for me it's Aser to do that, right, I'm allowed to tell you to do what's Mutter for you, even though for me it's Aser. That's the Rashba. Well, he's doing something I can't do. I can't go and watch my parents because I can't go into that tchum. But I'm telling you to do something. The Ran says that what's it called, it's no raya. Because like we said before, theoretically, I could extend my tchum. There's a way of doing that, beheter, right, if I did it during the week. So it's not something that's totally osur, okay? Masha'en Kane, where I was Mekabel Shabbos already, there's nothing I can do, right, to unmake that, to undo it. So that's totally usher. So you can't learn from here that because you can do something that's usher for me to do, right? But theoretically, I could have made this mutter, that you can do something I theoretically couldn't have made mutter.
But theoretically, you didn't have to
be Makabel Shabbos, so therefore... No, but if I was Makabel Shabbos, right? Here, same thing, right? I'm in this same situation here. Theoretically, I could have done something during the week, but there's nothing here I could do to undo this issue, right? I was Makabel Shabbos. The Lavush says that even the Rashba was only matilis on Erev Shabbos, but not Motzi Shabbos for somebody who made Havdalah to do Malacha for somebody who didn't make Havdalah, because the Isra Motzi Shabbos is greater. Erev Shabbos, you're only Makabel Shabbos like a neder or something. It's not a strong Isra. Motzi Shabbos, the dinim of Shabbos extend till you made Havdalah. Like we said yesterday, it's Machlokas, what exactly happens Motzi Shabbos till you make Havdalah. So it's obviously the Lavush held that the Shabbos extends till you make Havdalah. So that's real Shabbos. Here it's not real Shabbos. It's make-believe Shabbos. It's a neder Shabbos. It's not real Shabbos. That's what the Lavush says. The Ramah says the Rashba holds Mutter both Erev Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos. Could be he holds also. The Isser of Motzi Shabbos is also not real Shabbos. It's just that the Rabban and Ass are doing Malacha before Havdalah. And the Bach says it's the opposite. Motzi Shabbos is more kal because I can make Havdalah anytime I want. So theoretically, I can make a mutter too. I just didn't make Havdalah yet, but I could make Havdalah. But over there, once I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, I can't undo it. So those are the different opinions. The Igros Moshe has a shayla, similar shayla. A guy is a Ben Chutz Laretz, and he has a factory in Eretz Israel. Can he tell his factory workers who are Israelis to work on second day Yom Tov for him? He can't, but they can. That's mutter for them. So he says, L'chara, this is totally in the Machlokas, the Rashba and the Ran. According to the Rashba, that I can tell somebody to do something that I'm not allowed to do. For him, it's mutter, right? Then I could do the same thing over here. And according to the Ran, he wants to say it's aser, but he says over here, if the guy is in Eretz Yisrael, keeping a second day Yantif, then for sure it should be mutter, even according to the Ran. Because over here, I could decide to live in Eretz Yisrael on Yantif, and that's just to settle here, and then it'll be mutter for me to keep, do malacha also, what's it called? Okay. What? What do you mean every Motzi Shabbos? Yeah, okay. It's a similar case like that, but he can't be here at the same time. This is the only time he can be here at the same time if it's not the Motzi Shabbos. Okay, let's go on. Mishnah Machshichin al Atchum, Lefakeach al Iske Kala ve'al Iske Hanes, Lehavi lo Arim v'Tachrichin. So here is the mission that we've quoted before, that you're allowed to go to the end of the Tchum on Shabbos, to wait that when Motzi Shabbos comes, you'll be able to immediately take care of these things. Take care of Divrei Mitzvah. Since you're allowed to talk about Divrei Mitzvah on Shabbos, Chafasecha Asurim, Velo Chetse Mitzvah, so you're allowed to go to the end of the Tchum, which the Isser is, that it's Nicker, it's as if you're saying it. Right? Everybody who sees you standing there at the end of the Tchum knows that you're doing it in order to do this thing Motzi Shabbos. And if you're saying, I'm going to go do these things Motzi Shabbos. So, since you're allowed to say it, you're allowed to be machshich also. Lahavi lo arm v'tachrichim. Nochri shehevi chalilin b'shabbos. If a goy brought flutes, they used to play flutes at a funeral. So if he bought flutes on Shabbos, lo yisboed in Israel, you're not allowed to use them for the hesped, right? A goy that did malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nehenna from that malacha on Shabbos. Elim kein bo mimakum karuv. Unless they came from a close place, meaning somewhere within the Tchum. And Tosis, we'll see, says, even if they came from, what's it called, from Rishus HaRabim. Even if the goy carried Rishus HaRabim, that's still mutter. But if it came out of the Tchum, then what's it called, you can't use it. Also lo Aron, the chofer lo kever, you cover bo Yisrael. If the goy made for himself an Aron, and then he decided he doesn't need it. Right? He dug a kever for himself and didn't use it. Then a Jew was allowed to be cover in that because the goy did it for himself. He didn't do it for the Jew. But if he dug a grave for a Jew on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to bury a Jew there ever. No Jew can ever be buried in that grave. So the thing that was done on Shabbos is possible that it should be also forever. Okay, we'll see when it's mutter immediately, when it's mutter. What's it called? Never. And when it's mutter, after the time that it took to do it on Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos. Those are three possibilities. Hirashi.
Nochri Shevi Chalila B'Shabbos, Rishil Yisrael, he brought it specifically for a Jew, Lo Yisbod Yisrael, La'olam. Rashi learns that here by the Chalilim is also the same thing as the Kever. You're never allowed to use those flutes, what's it called? Knosso, it's a Knas. It's not also in a Torah, it's a Knas. Mishum de Mucha Milsa de B'Shvilo Huvu, de Ein Derech Lahavi Chalila Nele B'Shvil Meis. It's obvious he brought them for this mace. So since it's obvious he brought them for the mace, you're never allowed to use them because, what's it called, something that's muchach, that a goy did for a Jew on Shabbos, you can never use that thing. That's how Rashi says over here. Mimokum karo b'saltatum, unless they were brought from within the tum, and then there was no isser involved. Also lo aram b'shil nachri olimkar, if he made an aram for himself, or to sell, and then the Jew wants to use it, then he's allowed to use it. Okay, let's see the Gemara, and then we'll go back. My mimakum karov. What does that mean, makum karov? Rav omri makum karov mamish. Rav says it means mamish makum karov. You know for sure, Rashi says, Rav omri makum karov mamish. Kolomar, shi yadu alonu biru hadover, the mimakum karov bo. Shrainum shayu vadesa. We know that this guy brought them, the goy brought them from within the tchum. There was no isser done over here. Okay? That's what Rav says. Shmuel Amar Chayshinan Shema Chutz L'chom Malom. Right? And Shmuel says, the way Rashi learns, Shmuel Chayshinan Shema Chutz L'chom Malonu, Afilu Hevi Mechutz L'ir. Even if we're not sure where he brought it from. He brought it from outside the city. Anu Tolim L'hatir. Chayshinan means Misothik V'maturit. The Omrim Shema V'sochatchum Lanu, Erev Shabbos. Maybe it was already within the tchum when he came, when it was already, when just before Shabbos. We're not sure. But we're, what's it called? Misothik, it's mutter. The softim by Moshe Shabbos, miyad. And you're allowed to then use them on Moshe Shabbos immediately. The chayshina nomi amrin lakula. So Rashi says, the loshen chayshina is usually the chumra. We're choshesh, and therefore it's osir. Here, we're choshesh, and therefore it's mutter. It could be that it was okay. Right, that the word choshesh is usually used for chayshina means we're afraid, and therefore it's also not we're afraid and therefore it's mutter. So Rashi says, no, I'll show you a few cases where chayshina is lekula. Can I read Maseches Chagiga? Gabi besula sheibra, right? A besula got pregnant. Chayshina on shema mabat ibra. So we don't assume that she's posel to a kohen or whatever, or that she's not a besula. We suspect maybe she got pregnant in a bath and she's still a basula. That's lakula, right? Umuteris lakun. She's mutter to marry a kohen, right? Ulishmuel hachikom ramasnisim lo yisbo ben Yisrael elim ken yesh litlo shabavi makom karo. You can't use them unless you could. You're a sothic and you could assume that maybe they were brought from within the school. Unless you know for sure they came to chutz l'tchum, then they're also. So according to Rashi, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is whether misafik, if you have to know for sure that it came in the tchum, otherwise it's aser misafik, or you have to know for sure that it came outside the tchum to be aser, but if misafik, it's mutter. That's how Rashi learns. Deiko masnis and kavosi to Shmuel. Right, the Mishnah we can medayik like Shmuel that misafik the way Rashi learns is mutter. Diktani asalo aron the chafer lo kever you cover by Yisrael. If the goy made an aron for himself or he dug a kever, then you're allowed to bury a Jew there. Alma misveik ashar, hachinam misveik ashar. Right over there, we're not sure whether the goy also had in mind the Jew or whatever lechatchila, but since we're not sure, we can assume he did it for himself. So that's how Rashi learns the Rashi. Hachi Garcina, Deka Masnis and Kavasi de Shmuel, Vatanya Kavasi de Rav. You cover Bo Yisrael, the Talina Mishveka, Shemel Tzorf Nachri Nasif. The way Rashi learns, the Mishnah doesn't say we know for sure he did it for himself, but if you can even have a suffix that he did it for himself, it's mutter. You don't have to know for sure he did it for himself. But if you can have even a doubt, it's okay. The Tanya Kavasi the Rav, and there's a brisa that says, like Rav, Ir she Yisrael v'nochrim dorimba, if you have a city where there are Jews and nochrim, v'hoysa b'merchatz, merchatz is b'shabbos, and there was a bathhouse run by Goyim that was opened on Shabbos, imrov nochrim, if most of the people in the city are Goyim, le'erav rochetz b'miyad, then a Jew is allowed to use that bathhouse, Motzei Shabbos, immediately. Because we know for sure
that the people who heated up the bathhouse did it for the goyim, because you do for what's the rov. If rov Yisrael, but if it's mostly Jews, yamtin ad kedei sheyech mucham, right? Then you have to wait till the time it would take to heat up that water Motzei Shabbos. So you shouldn't benefit from the fact that the water is heated up on Shabbos. So if you would have waited the time to heat up water Motzei Shabbos, you didn't benefit anything from the fact that it was heated up on Shabbos. Mechz al mechz. So what if it's half and half? Then usher v'yamtin ad kedei sheyech mucham. Then it's usher until the time that it would take to heat up the water. Mashma, half and half means we don't know who he had in Kavana is. He had Kavana for the Jews, he had Kavana for the Goy. Whichever one was the rove, that for sure he had the Kavana for. If there's no rove, then we're not sure. And still it says it's also. So you see that Misothik is also also. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ben Batik Tana, in a small bathhouse, in Yeshba Rishus, Rochets Ba Miyad. Right? If there's Rishus, then what's Rishus? My Rishus, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Yitzchak, Bereid Rav Yehuda, Im Yesh Bodem Choshuv, Sheyesh Lo Asora Avodim, Shemecham Min Lo Yud Kum Komim B'Vasachas, Van Batik Tana Mutter Lirchots Bo Miyad. If there's somebody there, a Choshuv of a person, that they heat up the bathhouse for him right away, right? They have 10 servants, each one heating up another pot of water to make the bath hot, right? Then we can assume that what's it called, that it was done Motzei Shabbos, and that's how it became hot. And therefore, you don't know if it was heated up on Shabbos or not. And Rabbi Yehuda holds mutter like that. Rashi, Tanya Kavaisa the Rav, to stake a osu. That the way Rashi learns that the sofik is osu. Diktani mechza mechza yamtim b'deshi yech mucham. If it's half and half, half Jews, half goyim, then we're not sure who he did it for. There's no rove. So if we're not sure, it's osu. According to Rav, that fits very nicely. According to Shmuel, if we're not sure, it should be mutter. In Tomer Bechdeshi Yech Mucham and Miyashari. Maisa, over here it says it's mutter to use the bathhouse if after the amount of time it would have taken to heat up the water. Before we said that you're never allowed to use those flutes and never allowed to use that Aron and Kevra if it was done for Jews. Here we're saying if it was done for Jews, you can use it after that time. Why don't we say the same thing with the flutes? As much time as it took to bring the flutes on Shabbos, you can't use them till Motzei Shabbos in that amount of time, right? Why do we say it's also forever? Where it's clear that they brought it for a Jew, and it's what's it called? It's public thing that was done for a Jew is also forever. Since there are goyim, it's not clear that it was done for a Jew, even if it was, but it's not openly publicly done for a Jew, then it's what's called mutter after Shabbos in the amount of time that it would have taken to do it if you did it Motzei Shabbos. Bambatik Tana, Sheish Litlos Velomar, Mishecha Huchmo, Alide Avonim, Vikukom Harbe. If you could say that it was done Motzei Shabbos, right, the guy has enough servants to heat up the water quickly Motzei Shabbos, 10 servants, each one heating up another thing, so they're all being heated up at the same time. So it could be that it was already heated up Motzei Shabbos, then it's mutter to use right away. Im yesh bo reshus, adam choshev shalit, an important person that has servants that can do his work quickly. Rochets bo Yisrael miyad, di yeshlomer mishech mishech shecha huch mucham in losa nachri. Lish nachrina, garsina, another girsa here, tanya kavasa de Shmuel, velo garsina deka masnisen. There's a brisa that says like Shmuel, that's another girsa. Not that we're learning from the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, it doesn't say that what's it called, that there's a sofik. The Mishnah says, L'chora, if you know that he did it for himself, it's mutter. Right? The way first girsa takes on that it doesn't mean you know for sure, even if it's a sofik. It's not clear in the Mishnah like that. Therefore, the other girsa is a braisa. Right? Ad misveika shari, umaisis yasa l'shmua mid Rabbi Yehuda, yitalin l'kula. The braisa that we're bringing as a raya to Shmuel is the end of the braisa, what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said that if he has a guy with a lot of servants, maybe it was done Motzei Shabbos. What do you mean maybe? Maybe it was done on Shabbos. You see, Misothik, it's mutter. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The reisha lo kashile, kivin de mechzal mechzal vade b'shvil Yisrael v'nochrim hukmu. And the reisha that says half and half is not a kasha on Shmuel, because it's not that we're not sure who he did it for, we sure he did it for both of them. So that's why it's awesome. Shari lola adam echad levada huchmu. You don't heat up a bathhouse only for one person. You heat it up for everybody. So if it's rove, then that's who you had in mind. You didn't have the miyud in mind. But if it's exactly equal, you had both of them in mind. The name of Sveikel and Nachri Sofel Kisrael. The Lashon said Nira Liyikr. For Rabos say Nomi lo Garsi la'el Hodik Tani Asa Nachri Asa Aron Ad Mesveikel Shari. Umi alo Mefarash Kek Brish. Okay, in any case, but actually I like this second Girsa. Because the first one, like we said, there's no Raya from the Mishnah. It's talking about a Sofel. Yamtin Bechteshi Yasu. Noid lo Mucha Milsa. You have to wait till the amount of time it would have taken to do this Motzai Shabbos, right? Even though it's not muchach, it's not public, right? Clear they did it for the Jew, right? Still, Yesh Lomar Shema Bishvil Yisrael Nad. The Maaseh maybe did it for the Jew, and therefore it's mutter to do, but not right away. Okay, Rashi. Asulu Aron the Chafrim Lo Kever. Right, if the guy made the arm for himself, or he dug the grave for himself, amai hachanami yamtim b'tesh yasu, why are you allowed to use it immediately? Even if the guy did it for himself, you have to wait the amount of time that would have taken to do that. So you can't. Why should you be allowed to use the arm right away? You should have to wait the amount of time it takes to build an arm, right, or dig a grave. It took 2 hours. You can't bury the guy till 2 hours later. Why is here mutter immediately? Omar ulad ba'omed basrakya. It's talking where Rashi, ba'omed hakever b'isratya, she'ein derech Yisraeli kovrisham, devadi lo nasa b'shvil Yisrael. Here, what's it called? It's clearly done for the goy. As wherever it could have been done for a Jew, we're not sure, then you have to wait b'shvil Yisrael. If it's clearly done for the goy, then you don't have to wait b'shvil Yisrael.
What does the word asratya mean?
Asratya means in a public place. In a public thoroughfare. Jews don't bury people in public thoroughfares. They have more private batik foros. Where it says, Tenach kever, that's good for a kever. Aron ma'ikal ha'meimar. Amar avavo b'mutl al kivro. Right, where the Aron was standing there by his grave. So you know he did it for himself. Aron ma'ikal ha'meimar. Lo'chiyach v'lo b'shvil Yisrael nasa. Right, how do you know that it wasn't made for Israel, the Aron? At all, the mutul ha'aron al kivro shel nachri b'sratya. It's standing there by the kever, the aron. He put it in the rishus harabim on the kever. The muchav de l'shem also kever nasaron. It's clear that he made this aron for that kever. Okay. Okay. Here, there's a lot of different opinions here. We just said Rashi. Tosfos argues on Rashi, and he says that this klal doesn't apply. It's not that everything that's clearly muchach, that you did it for a Jew, is also forever. That's how Rashi holds. It's not muchach 100%, right? Then you have to wait. If it's clear that the goy did it for himself, you can do it immediately after. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that the chalilim is not muchach. He just doesn't argue on Rashi in the klal, but in this prat, when you bring flutes, you bring it for a lot of people. You don't bring it for only for one person, and therefore it's not muchach that it was done specifically for the Jew, and he holds the flutes would be mutter b'chdeshi yaseh, the amount of time it would take to bring it. The Ramban and the Rashba argue in principle against Rashi, and they say the only thing that's usher forever is a kever, because it's a gnai, right, to be buried in a grave that was dug on Shabbos for a Jew. But anything else, and it's loig l'rosh, right? It's like making fun of the dead. You should bury a dead person in something that was done on Yisra Shabbos, that's not right. But l'maisa, what's it called, anything else is okay, b'chdei shiyase. It's only a special din by a grave. And the Rambam learns it depends whether it's something public or private. The way Rashi and Tosfos learn is it depends if it's clear that it was done for the Jew, even if it was done privately. But it's clear it was done for the Jew, that's also forever. If it's not clear it was done for the Jew, but not 100% clear it was done for the Goy, you have to wait. The Rambam says if it's something that was done publicly, right, for the Jew, then it's also forever. If it was privately done for the Jew, then you have to wait. If it was done for the Goy, you don't have to wait at all. The Shulchan Aruch, there's an argument what the Shulchan Aruch holds. The Lavush says that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Ramban, and the Taz and the Magen Avraham say that the Shulchan Aruch holds like Rashi and Tosfos. But the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's Bizman HaTzorich, it could be Maker.
that even something that was done publicly, but it's not a kever, b'di'evet is mutter, it's not also forever.